niillä on halea kala. Kila kila omaila, leika rooselani, kua hivina niillä on halea kala.
Aloha, my friends. Saturday morning, gotta be Nakai Evalu. Aloha Kako. We got a fresh pot of coffee on the stove, and we just poured some tea for Vicky Holtakamine.
Aloha. And how was your weekend?
Pretty nice so far. I mean, I'm just starting it, but I'm ready to go with this weekend. It's going to be busy. Let's start off with a burst of energy,
yes.
Vic. That's why I need my coffee. How's
right.
your tea?
My tea is great, nice and hot. With a little bit of kahalu'u honey.
All right.
I spent last weekend in Olympia, Washington. Well, kind of outside of Olympia, on an Indian reservation on Squaxin Island.
Ooh, what's it like
Little
there?
Creek Casino for a convening of Native American Indian artists to talk about issues facing Native American Indians and art.
Issues like what?
Creation, migration, and change. What happens when, you know, Native Americans move away because they have gathering rights in their own island, but you go across the river and they're not Squaxin, that's Skokomish. They can't gather over there. They can't fish with their grandfather who is Skokomish.
They don't have halau that they can where they can get together. And
there's lots of halau over there. It's like interesting there.
Do Native Americans have enclaves like Hawaiians do all over the place?
Enclaves.
Enclaves like, you know, groups that, you know, like all the halau that are up on the mainland.
I think they have a lot of Native American art that's being duplicated by non-natives and replicated. So those are common issues among indigenous peoples. So that was part of the conversation, too.
Neat.
Young artist, really. I got me this beautiful bracelet from somebody.
Oh, girl.
From one of the Clinkett.
That is nice.
Clinkett, yes.
That looks like Northwest Coast.
Alaskan. Clinkett.
Oh, that's beautiful. And what a lot of energy, I bet.
It was very exciting because you had kupuna and you had storytellers. And we went and visited the longhouse in Skokomish, the Skokomish tribe. And they were wonderful. They fed us. It was great.
Hey, this past week I met a couple of Native Alaskan storytellers too, because of a Bishop Museum project, which is so cool because the person who told me about that is here today. Spend some time with us, Noelle Kahanu. So we'll get her up here, but we got to tell everybody that Kahoone Panoke is, where is he?
He is traveling. He is spending, you know, doing the hearings on the ceded lands issues. With so, his representative,
so
he works with Millie Carroll.
Let's talk about him today, then.
Can we?
Is the program long enough?
Can we dish?
All right. Hey, let's get back to some music. And you stick around because we've got a terrific Saturday morning planned for you here on Nakai Evalu. It's the Visionary Radio Network, and it's all brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools.
Mine. And I believe you every single time. even though they say you're not my kind. I just can't believe you'd be lying. All my friends are laughing. Seen you out with other men, I'm dying. Can't you see it in my eyes? I'm crying. I just can't believe you're not mine. Was just fun. I gave away the sweetest girl I knew.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
rain or shine, it is a beautiful Saturday morning, and thanks for spending with us here at Nakai Evalu. Vicky Holtakamine, I'm Noe Tanigawa, and our pleasure this morning to have a dear friend, Noelle Kahanu. She works at the Bishop Museum, project manager in the education department. She specializes in exhibitions, the arts market, which is so cool, and the restoration of Hawaii Hall, Hawaiian Hall it is.
Good morning.
Great to have you here.
I'm excited to be here.
Well, we were just telling Vicky behind the scenes that Noelle and I met years and years ago. In fact, she came to help me on a midday radio program that I had on KIKI. When? Oh, man. Don't even. But it was a lot of fun.
Stevie Nicks was on the radio back then.
She was straight out of college. All the guys in the radio station were lusting after this one right here. And we had a real nice time back in those days. But you've gone onward and upward since then.
She's been doing a lot of great work at the Bishop Museum. I met her. Well, we've known each other for years, but formally, you know, her daughter takes hula from me. So we're right after this, we're dashing off to hula, both of us.
You know, that's how all connections start, right? Your daughter dances with Auntie Vicky. But we actually had a grant, and we needed a community partner. And so I talked to her after one of the after hula one day, and it's been a 4-year partnership now going on for the arts market that we have in May. It's an annual event.
The whole month is what you folks created, really, and we will have to get to that. But today we're hoping to find out more about Hawaiian Hall, because you have been in there. You know what's going on the inside.
What was your first job at the Bishop Museum?
So, this is a little frightening. Come last August, I made 10 years at the museum.
What was your major?
And so I was a political science major, and then I actually went on and went to UH Law School. So I graduated in 92, and I ended up going to Washington, D.C. and working for 5 years for the Committee on Indian Affairs. We ended up, you know, you learn a lot about how the government runs. And there's a lot of things that you wish you hadn't learned about how the government runs. But one of the areas that I worked on was the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. And so that actually was the first job I had at the museum, was under a NAGPRA grant to identify unassociated funerary objects.
It's surprising how a legal background can really serve you in the cultural field. And we've been talking about how it's not a renovation, it is a restoration going on at Hawaiian Hall at Bishop Museum, and we'll talk more about that. So stay with us. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Smile each time I rub the lamp.
across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Close your eyes, close the door. You don't have to worry anymore. 'Cause I'll be your baby tonight. Shut the lights, shut the shade. You don't have to be afraid. 'Cause I'll be your baby tonight. Well, that mockingbird's gonna fly away. That big old moon's gonna shine like a spoon. You're gonna let it. You won't regret it. Keep your shoes on. Do not fear. Bring that bottle.
Nākai e Valu, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine. So glad you're here with us on this beautiful Hawaiian Saturday morning. We try to bring you Hawaiian music and mana'o, that is, thoughts or ideas, every Saturday morning from 8 till 10. And we have politicians, educators, government officials, artists, writers, musicians, all kinds of people in the community with something to share, in to share them with you every Saturday. We hope to spark conversation around your kitchen table. The music is pure motivation for your Saturday. And coming up, we'll be continuing our conversation with Noel Kahanu from the Bishop Museum. We've been talking about cultural treasures, artifacts. Are they objects from the past, or are they a living part of our culture today? So stay with us. We think you'll enjoy the conversation and the music on Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Summer will be here in just a few short months. What will your Keiki summer adventure be? Kamehameha Schools offers a variety of summer programs that will help provide your child the experience of a lifetime. Kamehameha Enrichment offers one-week boarding programs to students entering the 6th, 7th, 8th, or 9th grade. These programs are designed to give students unique cultural experiences and help establish lifelong relationships with their peers. Kamehameha Summer School is also open to Hawaii Island students entering kindergarten through the 12th grade and offers a range of engaging courses over a four-week session. Postmark application deadline for both programs is February 28th. Download applications for both programs at www.ksbe.edu. That's www.ksbe.edu. Give your keiki a summer they'll never forget. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
Having a child in the Hawaiian Immersion Program has enriched our family life beyond measure. We are involved in our child's education, and our whole family has learned to speak Hawaiian. It's a lifetime commitment, and it's been worth every moment.
The Ahapunana Leo is now accepting applications for fall preschool enrollment. Eola Ka'olelo Hawaii, the Hawaiian language shall live.
Deadline for enrollment is March 1st. When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu, Kahoane Panoke, on location right now. Vicky Holt Takamine here at the kitchen table with Noe Tanigawa and Noelle Kahanu, our guest from the Bishop Museum. She's a project manager in the education department there.
Noelle, you mentioned that you worked a little bit in Washington, D.C. on the NAGPRA Act that has been really critical for helping Native Americans, Native Hawaiians, repatriate their ivi, their funerary objects, and reclaim some of those objects from museums and private locations all around the world. But that also has led to, I think, the establishment of our burial councils that are going. So the work that you did in D.C. has just blossomed. What are you doing now?
Now I am a project manager working at Bishop Museum, but interestingly enough, it's a lot of work on exhibits and working with and promoting Native Hawaiian artists and really focusing on the living culture of Hawaii. It's not always an easy thing working as a Hawaiian in an institution like Bishop Museum. And there are families that go back decades with very deep-rooted feelings of hurt or anger toward the museum. And so I think a lot of what I do is about community partnerships and community relations and really trying to make the museum a welcome place again for our people.
Well, I certainly understand that. My mother worked at the Bishop Museum for years under Martha Hohu as a receptionist, and then she took over that position when Auntie Martha retired. And then she retired herself. So I was one of those little Bishop Museum brats. In my younger days, my sister and my brothers would hang out at the Bishop Museum and, you know, get into everybody else's work. You know, look at the... We grew up with the exhibits.
What was your impression that you got from the exhibits growing
They were
up?
Always... It was always fascinating to me because they were always in these big, big bookcases and glass cases that, you know, you could see but not touch.
Is that
and
the kind
I
of
wanted
impression?
To, I wanted to touch.
Well, you know, interesting you say Auntie Martha because she's... I'm a poi-poi. So she... Her... sister was my great-grandmother. And I really, you know, I think that there's a genealogical connection that many of us have to the museum. And so I have a 9-year-old daughter now, and I think the opportunity for her to run around the grounds as if it's her backyard is a wonderful feeling to have, a wonderful opportunity that I want to give to my child.
And I think that when we look at that, you know, I am reading books that were written by Martha, written by Kawenapuku'i, written by, the researchers that were there, Ellie Williamson, people that have written stuff. And I was thinking, wow, I knew them when I was a little girl.
Well, the museum has at times maybe been a forbidding place, but to feel comfortable there, to really feel comfortable with the contents, that is something we would look forward to. And we'll talk more about goings-on at the Bishop Museum coming up here. Thanks for spending Saturday with us here on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Stuck on you. I got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Girl, I'm on my way. I needed a friend. Well, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you to the end. Girl, I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Stuck on you. I've been a fool too long. I guess it's time for me to come on home. Girl, I'm on. stick. Girl, I'm leaving on that midnight train tomorrow, and I know just where I'm going. I backed up my trouble.
Across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I've searched the whole world through.
was good. Na kai e walu, gotta be if it's a Saturday morning. You are starting your week in the Hawaiian way. We were thinking, oh, who should we send a shout out to? We decided to all the Kilauea's in the entire Hawaiian chain.
The entire Hawaiian archipelago from Kauai, Kilauea, Kauai,
that's
to
right.
Kilauea, Hawaii Island.
Kaho'une might be at one of those right now. We're not sure.
Not sure.
He's traveling the islands talking about the moratorium on...
on ceded lands.
On the ceded lands appeal.
And and I think possibly some of the OHA bills that are being introduced as well.
Oh, okay. He's busy in the field, and we are here with you at the kitchen table.
I don't think he's going to be back next week. I think he's still traveling.
Oh, okay. He's busy out there.
Oh, we get to talk about him in big detail.
Vicky Oltakamine, Noe Tanigawa, and Noel Kahanu, project manager in the education department from the Bishop Museum.
So let's talk about the Bishop Museum and when it was founded and, well, how did it get its name? I think for most people, I think everybody knows, but I'm sure there are people out there that don't know.
A lot of people assume that there's a connection to Kamehameha schools. In fact, they think that perhaps the museum receives funding from Kamehameha schools. We receive grants here and there, but, you know, the original mission of the museum was based on travels that Charles and Bernice, Pauahi Bishop, had taken together when they were in Europe. And Princess Pauahi was the great-granddaughter of Kamehameha the Great. When she was born in 1831, there were about 124,000 Hawaiians. And by the time of her death in 1884, the number had dropped to 44,000. So just in her lifetime, there was a 65% decline. So as she and Charles traveled and saw these Victorian museums, they reflected on the need to preserve and protect the princess's own heritage that was disappearing before their very eyes. And so 5 years after her death, he established the museum in her honor and in her loving memory. And so the original mission was to preserve and display the cultural and historic relics that Princess Pauahi had acquired from the Kamehameha dynasty.
That's the mission. How did it work out through the ages as we think about it now? We'll deal with that next. Stay with us, Nā Kai e Walu, on the Visionary Radio Network.
This is a final boarding call for Hawaiian Airlines Flight 705 with nonstop service to Los Angeles. All confirmed passengers should be on board at this time. Mahalo.
Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I come to leave you. One more time, oh, let me kiss you. Close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come, but I won't have to leave alone. About the times when I won't have to say, oh, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Aloha Kako. It's a Kako thing. All together every Saturday morning around the kitchen table with Nakai Evalu. Noel Kahanu from the Bishop Museum is our guest today. We've heard about the origins of the museum, its legacy, preserving the culture, the ideals, and really the wonderful collections of its founders, Charles Reed Bishop and Princess Bernice Pauahi Bishop and other royalty. Where to? How is the museum bent on both preserving the past and making a vital connection with Hawaii's people today? I think you're going to enjoy hearing about the transformation. Nakai Evalu, the best in classic and contemporary Hawaiian music and ideas, coming to you every Saturday on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Summer will be here in just a few short months. What will your keiki summer adventure be? Kamehameha Schools offers a variety of summer programs that will help provide your child the experience of a lifetime. Kamehameha Enrichment offers one-week boarding programs to students entering the 6th, 7th, 8th, or 9th grade. These programs are designed to give students unique cultural experiences and help establish lifelong relationships with their peers. Kamehameha Summer School is also open to Hawaii Island students entering kindergarten through the 12th grade and offers a range of engaging courses over a four-week session. Postmark application deadline for both programs is February 28th. Download applications for both programs at www.ksbe.edu. That's www.ksbe.edu. Give your keiki a summer they'll never forget. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
I am a graduate of the Hawaiian Immersion Program and now attend college on the mainland. The education I received from Punanaleo through high school gave me the solid academic background to fulfill my life's dreams. I look forward to returning home and giving back to my community.
The Ahapunanaleo is now accepting applications for fall preschool enrollment. Eola Ka'olelo Hawaii, the Hawaiian language shall live.
Deadline for enrollment is March 1st. When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ola pa kauila, I kane o he kauila uli mai ila ni lai. Me kaua hapua kea, kalai a omolo lai. A me ke anu o ke ko. Pa kauila, i kane ohe, kauila uli mai ila ni nai. Me kaua apua kea, kala ia o molo lai, a me ke anu o ki ko.
Starting your week in the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Vicky Holt-Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here, and our very special guest today from the Bishop Museum, Noel Kahanun.
That mission of collecting and housing all of the relics that Bernice Pauahi Bishop inherited from her family lineage passed on to other families because nobody had heirs. The next generation of royalty didn't have heirs to leave their treasures with.
The founding collections of the museum represent that which was loved and treasured the most by three of our highest ranking of ali'i wahine.
So it was Princess Bernice Powahi, it was Princess Ruth Ke'alikolani, and Queen Emma, who was a widow of Alexander Liholiho Kamehameha IV. All of these three women died without surviving children. And so their treasures that they held so dear that they could not pass on come to the museum. And so when we reflect on our mission today, 120 years later, it really is to uphold that legacy in their memory and in their honor, and to really celebrate the fact that the Hawaiian community did not disappear, but is alive and thriving in stronger numbers than ever before.
And for many years, since then, other families have left their legacies, have left their treasures with the Bishop Museum. So it's really a collective of all different families that have deeded or have given of the wealth of their families for the Bishop Museum to care for the next generation.
Definitely. We have collections that have grown over the decades. You know, one of the things that I think is different about the museum, unfortunately, is that we don't have an acquisition budget. So what we have is represented by what people have gifted us over time. And whereas I think other institutions have that resource to continue to create collections that reflect a dynamic community. So for us, very recently, have we started to collect contemporary art by Hawaiians and the work of cultural practitioners for the Hawaiian Hall that will reopen this year.
Are some of those collections controversial? We'll find out more about that in our next segment here. Nakai Evalu for a beautiful Saturday morning. It's brought to you every week by Kamehameha Schools and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Can recall the way your voice would fill the room, and we would all be stilled by your melody, and now your in the storm.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
How's your cup of coffee going?
Time for a refill. How about you, Noelle?
I'm ready.
How are you holding
up? I'm ready.
Noelle Kahanu is our special guest today. She's a project manager in the education department there at Bishop Museum. And we're so happy to have you around the kitchen table this morning as we get to understand more about the collections. And we were talking in their last break about the collections and the fact that some of the items in there might be controversial.
What we're doing now is we are actively looking to secure work by Native Hawaiian contemporary artists and cultural practitioners for inclusion in the restoration of Hawaiian Hall. And that happens, we reopen in August of this year, 2009. But I think it's a deviation from the Museum of the Past, which was really focusing on the collections, the artifacts. The labels would talk about lost arts and would talk about Hawaiians in the past tense, for goodness sakes, you know. And so this really is about creating a museum and an exhibition that reflects the people both of the past and of today. You know, when you talk about the memories of the museum, most people would say, you know, they came to the museum 2-3 decades ago and they came in a couple years ago and it was the same exhibit, you know. So now what we have is a brand new narrative, and we have 3 floors. And rather than the kind of chronological approach, what we've done is we've looked at the worldview of Native Hawaiians and the physical and spiritual realms. So the first floor is Kaiakea, the wide expanse of the sea, and that's origins and migration. The second floor is Wao Kanaka, the realm of daily man. And the third floor is Wao Lani, the heavenly realm. And for us, that's really about our chiefs, those who are closest to the gods. And so it is about both monarchy, but also all the way up through today, through the Hawaiian Renaissance, because our leaders were always there. it's just changed over time. And that brings us to, you know, a reflection on what makes a leader today.
Organizing it differently is going to make us understand differently, it sounds like. Yeah. Really?
But I think the burning question for everybody is, where's the whale?
Yeah.
Is the whale still going to be hanging there? Then the whale is clean. He's had a bath.
He's had a... But I think it's going to still be suspended from the ceiling.
Yeah. He will have company, in fact.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. And we want to talk about the hale, the restoration of the hale, on our next break.
That's coming up. Nakai Evalu, thank you so much for starting your Saturday morning with us every Saturday, 8 to 10. You gotta be here.
My yellow ginger lay.
Evalu, and we're thinking Bishop Museum today with our special guest, Noel Kahanu, project manager in the education department there.
Part of the restoration work included taking apart the halipili and then putting it all back together. And I remember going in and watching that a little bit and trying to gather and bundle up the pili grass. So how's it doing?
We finished.
Wow.
The halipili restoration. When they got it, it was in the early 1900s, and I think from Mililii on Kauai, and it was probably over a century old by then. And then it's lasted another century at the museum. And so really the restoration that just happened needs to last us for the next 100 years. We did work with Pomaika'i Crozier on it. He came in. He had students from Farrington High School come in and work on it. We had our own Marcus Marzan, who's a wonderful weaver, and in the collections department at the museum. All just many hands that made this hale come back to life, and from the ground up. So the foundation is new. They kept all the original posts, but the pili grass, the uki uki, was all collected and all woven together and thatched, all of that. So it will hopefully endure for the next century.
And the process of that is then also teaching the next generation about how to build the pili hale.
Oh, how it lives on. You're listening to Nakai Evalu, spending your Saturday morning with us. It's brought to you with the hope that you will take some of these ideas and thoughts and take them to your own kitchen table. Check it out. Saturday mornings, Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, brought to you by Kamehameha Schools and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Summer will be here in just a few short months. What will your keiki summer adventure be? Kamehameha Schools offers a variety of summer programs that will help provide your child the experience of a lifetime. Kamehameha Enrichment offers one-week boarding programs to students entering the 6th, 7th, 8th, or 9th grade. These programs are designed to give students unique cultural experiences and help establish lifelong relationships with their peers. Kamehameha Summer School is also open to Hawaii Island students entering kindergarten through the 12th grade and offers a range of engaging courses over a four-week session. Postmark application deadline for both programs is February 28th. Download applications for both programs at www.ksbe.edu. That's www.ksbe.edu. Give your keiki a summer they'll never forget. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
The Hawaiian Language Immersion Program is more than just an education. It's a way of life. My grandchildren and great-grandchildren know who they are and where they came from. They're grounded in their own cultural identity, and that makes them fearless to embrace new challenges. It's wonderful to hear our language spoken by young voices.
The Ahapunana Leo is now accepting applications for fall preschool enrollment. Eola Ka'olelo Hawaii, the Hawaiian language shall live.
Deadline for enrollment is March 1st.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistant programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Nakaevalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Mountains, past the valleys of darkness, stands a girl, I'm waiting for you. And over the rainbows, behind the pretty colors, stands a girl, I'm waiting for you. Because I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know your loving drives me crazy? Cause I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know I'm just another big boy in love? I've walked the highest mountain and I've sailed the deep blue sea. And I'll fly over rainbows just so you can be with me. Because I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know your loving drives me crazy? Cause I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know I'm just another big boy in love? And violets are blue, and I'm not gonna stop until I end up with you. Roses are red and violets are blue, and I just wanna say I love you. Roses are red, canaries are tweeties, lemon the sour, and you are my sweetie. I said roses are red, canaries are tweeties, lemon the sour, and yes, you're my sweetie. For I walk the highest mountain and I'll sail the deep blue sea. And I'll fly over rainbows just so you can be with me. Because I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know your loving drives me crazy? Cause I feel for you, I love you, baby. Don't you know I'm just another big boy in love? Roses are red and violets are blue, and I'm not gonna stop until I end up with you. Roses are red and violets are blue, and I just wanna say I love you. Roses are red, canaries are tweeties, lemon is sour, and you are my sweetie. I said roses are red, canaries are tweeties, lemon is sour, and yes, you're my sweetie. For I walk the highest mountain and I'll sail the deep blue sea. And I'll fly over rainbows just so you can be with me. Because I feel for you,
I love you, baby. Don't you know your loving drives me crazy? Cause I feel for you. I love you, baby. Don't you know I'm just another big boy in love? I'm just another big boy in love. I'm just another big boy in love. I'm just another big boy in love. Just another big boy in love.
Nice. Very nice. That's for you, our friends in Kahalu'u. Na kai e walu. Beautiful Saturday morning. Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, and Noel Kahanu from the Bishop Museum.
And we were talking a little bit about the contemporary art, and you have an exhibit that's running now, Ili Iho, The Surface Within. That's at the Long Gallery. It's going to be up until the 19th of April, so everybody should go out and go take a look at it. You want to tell us a little bit about the artist really quickly?
I think what's exciting about this show is that it again is a reflection of the efforts of the museum to create partnerships with Hawaiian artists and the community. So the show was guest curated by Maile Andrade, who is a professor of visual arts at the UH Center for Hawaiian Studies. And she selected 8 artists. They came into our collections and spent time with 4 textile treasures, and through that interaction with this kupuna artifact, they created new work. And so in the gallery is their new work alongside the work of our ancestors. So there's a wonderful conversation that happens, and it's a fabulous show. So I really encourage people to come down and
right
check
on
it out.
Miley. And April Drexel, my buddy.
There's Imai Kalani Kalahele, Haranani Orm, Maika'i Tubbs, Kapolani Landgraf, Carl Powell, a really strong show.
It all folds in with the efforts of a new kind of Bishop Museum.
We've really learned, the series of exhibitions in the gallery. We've been doing this for, almost 5 years now. And we've learned a lot of lessons and taken those lessons and applied them to the Hawaiian Hall of August that's going to reopen. And part of that is the fact that you need to tell the story of Hawaiians today. You need to allow them to express themselves politically, socially. We had a panel discussion, and one of the things that Imai Kalani said was, 10 years ago, we couldn't have done this exhibit at the museum. And I think, that's a really powerful statement for me, for us, because it means that we're moving in the right direction. And it's not that, in August, there's going to be this great exhibit, and that's the end all. It's just the beginning. And I know that there will be changes that we'll continue to make. But that's part of a living, thriving, dynamic community that we're a part of. It's a conversation.
Do you need help on any of this off?
We would love to have more docents. The hall needs to be brought to life by the community. Reading a label can only go so far. And they really enjoy meeting people from the community who talk about, what does noni taste like, and whatever personal stories they have to share. And so we have our first docent training session coming up February 24th. We've got 2 cohorts, these training sessions. And
who should they call?
They can, I guess, call me.
Okay. If you're interested, check our website, nakaievaluradio.com. And that was so great, Noel. We're going to have you back because almost every single break, you sparked something that we wanted to talk about more.
Absolutely. Anytime.
We're going to bring you back just before the opening.
Okay. Thank you again very much for this opportunity.
All right, now, what is the Hawaii State Legislature doing on the ceded land appeal? Have they registered any kind of opinion whatsoever? What have they done? We'll find out from Representative Karen Awana coming up on Nakai Evalu here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hey,
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I wish upon a summer moon that a friend of mine could find a dream, to find the love that he's been searching forever seems to be the dream. Times are flying, ticking past, the wrong perspective's moving too fast. Distance doesn't make the hearts grow stronger, it only makes you waiting longer. Understanding to the man, any way that you can, my friend. Understanding to the man when he's lonely, understanding to the man when he's down, understanding to the man when his feet are off. Tries to settle down.
Understand the man. Understand the man.
We don't know which way the wind blows, because there was time when he was chasing the clouds all day.
Chasing the clouds
away. He's just waiting for someone to say, I need you. So grant my friend his wish, if you please, cause he's waiting patiently. Turn his sorrows into laughter, it isn't that hard to do. Understanding the man,
understanding the man,
any way that you can.
Understanding the man.
Got the kids in the car ready? Right on, we're there with you. Nakai Evalu, providing your musical motivation for a Saturday morning. Vicky Holtakamine Noe Tanigawa here, and our guest right now, Representative Karen Awanaf. She represents Kalailoa Tumaili. Thanks for coming in.
Aloha, thank you very much.
So we're here for our legislative update. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
We've got some real important bills that are moving through the House and the Senate, but you have some issues that you want to share with our community.
Yes, I have some bills that I've introduced this session with the help of our Hawaiian Civic Club. For example, we have a House Bill 1658, which relates to the Native Hawaiian Navigation Pilot programs in public schools, to integrate that into our public school system in a pilot project in the Waianae Coast.
Is that only going to be in Waianae? The pilot project is going to be in Waianae?
Yes, yes.
And what does that entail?
It entails with Auntie Gigi Covello and our Hawaiian Civic Club out there, to incorporate a Native Hawaiian traditional navigation program. And I know she's been working hard on this, and she had come to me earlier last year to request that we go ahead and introduce this piece of legislation. And I thought it extremely important, and perhaps even relating to a resolution that I had introduced last session. And it was through the inspiration from Nainoa Thompson talking about navigation and how important it was and how connected we were with our other Polynesian brothers and sisters. So I was able to pass out a resolution requesting sister relationships with all of the islands of Polynesia.
Will they actually be sailing on the Va'a?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Can I sign up?
Oh, yes. I will make sure to let Auntie Gigi know, and I'm sure that Nainoa will be assisting them with that program.
Yeah, we have to go through the test, though. Did you know you have to test? You have to be able to swim.
Oh, really?
Yeah, long distance, and you have to float in silence. You have other bills that you...
Oh, yes, and we also have two other bills. One is House Bill 1817, our Native Hawaiian Traditional Tattoo Bill, exempting traditional Hawaiian tattoo experts from the current tattoo licensure laws.
Okay, and you have a third bill. What's the third bill?
Cognitive Restructuring Bill, okay, with the prison system allowing, mandating that they provide establishing a reintegration pilot project that combines cognitive behavior theory with Native Hawaiian holistic interventions.
Do you folks have an organization that's
taking the helm?
Yeah.
I know that there are organizations out there already doing it, and they've also gone over to the mainland to provide that type of service. Again, this is another bill where much of the funding for the program is coming from outside. You know, private organizations are willing to put up money to deter the recidivism rate in the prison system, especially with our Native Hawaiian people.
And how do we do that when they're getting shipped all the way over to, you know, the middle of the continent? New Mexico, mm-hmm, wherever.
A friend of mine, Debbie Newman, she's working on a program with the Hawaii prisons, and she has also been able to go to Arizona. She's received funds so she can go to the mainland to provide that program, and she also provides that program to Cashbox in Waiau.
Well, geez, thank you so much for cluing us in on those bills, issues that I really were not on my radar. I'm sure you knew about it, though, Vicki.
Some of it, but we're going to check back with you again next week on the Ceded Lands Moratorium bills and see how those are coming along.
Very good. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity and platform to share.
Nā kai e walu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Mahalo for your company around the kitchen table today. Now is the time that we take a look at some ideas you can take into your week with the Olelo no Eao.
Our Olelo no Eao comes from, well, there are proverbs and wise sayings that have been handed down from generation to generation by our kupuna, our ancestors. This one says, Iulu no kalala ike kumu. The branches grow because of the trunk. And this is really, you know, I was thinking about this. This is what the Bishop Museum has. And you have all these remnants and artifacts that are from our kupuna. And without them, we would not be here. So when we go to the museum, it's a chance for us to reconnect with our ancestors, reconnect with our the things that they have left and the mana that they have imbued into those artifacts.
What's neat is Noel today was saying that they need people to come and be docents, the living people to take visitors through the exhibits and share some of the stories, the side stories that are much more than it can be written on a card next to the artifact.
Right, and help to interpret those, what they're looking at in the visual plus the all of the contemporary art that's there. They get to meet some of these people too.
Noel Kahanu, thank you so much. It was great to have her in today, as well as Representative Awana, who will be back. We'll probably have Noel back too. And coming up, issues near and dear to our lives in Hawaii go before the U.S. Supreme Court in a little over a week. Let's find out what's at stake. We'll have Office of Hawaiian Affairs Administrator Clyde Namu'o and the Honorable Governor John Waihe'i in to talk with us about that next week. So how's it been today, Vicki?
It's been a very busy day.
You're going to carry on with your day, and you've got that Hawaiian music to keep you humming. Keep that running through your head the whole weekend long. Mahalo to our technical director, Chris Hughes, executive producer, Cedric Duarte, our producer and artistic director, emphasis on artistic there, Chanel Mokepuha, Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools. It's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That's today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu. Q103, 103.7 Maui. The Surf, 95.9 at 103.9 Kauai. The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island. And KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
Aloha.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Summer will be here in just a few short months. What will your keiki summer adventure be? Kamehameha Schools offers a variety of summer programs that will help provide your child the experience of a lifetime. Kamehameha Enrichment offers one-week boarding programs to students entering the 6th, 7th, 8th, or 9th grade. These programs are designed to give students unique cultural experiences and help establish lifelong relationships with their peers. Kamehameha Summer School is also open to Hawaii Island students entering kindergarten through the 12th grade and offers a range of engaging courses over a four-week session. Postmark application deadline for both programs is February 28th. Download applications for both programs at www.ksbe.edu. That's www.ksbe.edu. Give your keiki a summer they'll never forget. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
I am a Punana Leo teacher and have dedicated my life to serving the families of Hawaii. Our curriculum embraces the language and wisdom of our kupuna, integrating our traditions with a strong academic experience.
The Aha Punana Leo is now accepting applications for fall preschool enrollment. Eola Ka'olelo Hawaii, the Hawaiian language shall live.
Deadline for enrollment is March 1st. When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.